Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a $15 gift card after rebate. Plus 2 times points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, Old School, from Tanner's 30th in Yankee Hill. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. It's the Husker Hall of Famer Jay Foreman. Myself, we are raffling off an autographed Dean Steinkuhler Huskers jersey. We'll do that at 5:45. All you got to do, come in, put your name in the box. We'll draw one winner at the end of this. And we've probably got an hour or so to get here and get your name in the box. You were laughing because Oklahoma State just took an L.
they took two L's this year because, remember, the Oklahoma State, I know the AD and the president, and remember they had the Big 12 meeting where they it was actually politicians that were going in on Texas and Oklahoma ADs.
Right.
And so then Oklahoma State, they were kind of like married, you know, like wherever one went, the other, they kind of went together. And that was the same thing with, you know, Texas tried to, you know, piggyback on Texas A&M. Texas A&M is like, well, we don't want them around, but they're going to be there. So that's the first L, that Oklahoma's going to the SEC here shortly. So at the latest, 2025. Then their basketball team, who had the number one pick, just put on NCAA postseason ban. It's only 1 year, but still. Because didn't they hire his brother?
Yeah.
Too?
Yeah.
So now everybody looking at him sideways, like, man, your brother was only here for like 6 to 8 months. And now we sitting on postseason probation. But they got some ballers down there.
Unprecedented.
And then they got my man from Lincoln North Star too. So now the statement they said is it's NCAA is picking and choosing, you know, who they want to jam up, and that's true because it's easy to go and pick on the teams that aren't the national championship type teams without the brand. You're not going.
I'm not going to kill my gift horse.
You're not going to mess with Mike Krzyzewski and Duke,
right?
You know, with the whole thing,
right,
with Zion, right? You're going to kind of like, let's see, hope that thing dies away. Let's go mess with Oklahoma State and see how we can mess with them. And we only did it for a year.
Well, Oklahoma State's response was, this is from Boynton, I'm disappointed, disgusted, appalled, frustrated. But somewhere in Indianapolis, there's a group of people celebrating. Like, this is personal. This is not. He goes further to say, it's no wonder nobody trusts the NCAA. They don't have to come in and do this, answer questions, talk to kids, talk to parents. Student athletes have to be the ones that center the decisions that we make. If we want to get serious about playing on a level field, let's monitor and punish the ones who knowingly break the rules we have in place and not the student athletes that were seventh graders when it happened.
Yeah, it's
wow.
Well,
and Arizona has still not been disciplined.
Yep,
and they were open. It's on film. They have it on video. They have the audio recording.
Maybe it's because Arizona was so bold. They're like, I don't even know what to do. it's kind of like with the Patriots when they were filming the Rams Rams?
Yeah,
was it the Rams in the Super Bowl they got in trouble for? Well, they were filming the Jets and everything because Mangini dimed them out. But I think it was the Rams that they were filming in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I think that when you're so bold with it and you breaking the rules, they're just like taken back. They don't know what to do.
It's again, just mark it down. Oklahoma State being punished, and then watch the dominoes. So I need to see what the next domino is.
It's gonna. I mean that. That HBO thing, it was, you know, that young brother.
That young brother
did it and was doing it, and then now he's, I think he's an agent now, right?
Gangster.
They have it on video.
It's literally the Arizona coach saying, how much money do you need? You need 100 grand? You need 250 cash? Like, what do you need? Do I need to buy a house for the mom? He went through the full checklist, and they still haven't processed it. So there's something to be said for Oklahoma State saying, you're not getting everybody, you're just getting some of us.
Yeah, and if it's kind of like the Washington football team with those emails.
Oh, boy.
It, I mean, it is. Because
they're making it tough to be a fan. they're making it tough for me to be a fan. There's no.
Well,
there's
well,
no
it's not with the. It's who. What other teams? What other owners? What other GMs? What other coaches? What other things would be brought to light if you exposed all those emails?
But I work this way. For whatever Washington did, get them. Like, get them.
Well, they're slowly but surely digging through the sexual harassment stuff.
If there's an exception to the rule, there is no rule.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I'm just saying, this is what the NCAA, you know, and these guys are smart enough and they can control it. Like, when my man Goodell said, look, listen here, this thing is over. Like, you just can't come up to me and say you have 650,000 emails.
And we got three.
And you only got three with John Gruden while he worked at ESPN, even though it's their affiliate.
You got three dealing with Bruce Allen. You got three.
And all them. That's the best that you – at 650. But here's the funny thing is, you had other guys that were like owners or quasi-owners, you know, with the whole calendar girls and stuff like that.
We can talk about that top of the hour, Jay Foreman. Yeah. Husker Hall of Famer.
Something more fun.
Husker.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
Husker Hall of Famer, Jay Foreman. We're here live at Tanner's with Quarterback when we come back. Another hour from Tanner's. Join us.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.